It's Morning Edition. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney, and it is Thursday morning, so we are back here with another Arts Crawl. I've got my friend and my colleague, Jamie Paisley, here with me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. Now, I am looking at the list you sent me for the Arts Crawl.
Yeah.
And the first thing on this list is really capturing my little nerd heart in a very special way. Tell me about Science on a Sphere. What is that?
It is from the MSU Museum. They have a grand opening for this Science on a Sphere. It's a free presentation starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning with this new kind of, well, essentially a sphere that they're projecting items on. It came about courtesy of NOAA, the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration, a project that they are kind of involved with. And so they can use this sphere and the projections to kind of model things that are going on, whether it's weather systems, how many planes are in the air, or even if they want to transport you to Mars, they can just project it on this sphere. And the grand opening is happening this Saturday with kind of family presentations as part of it as well for the Science on a Sphere grand opening Saturday at 11.
How cool. What a great intersection of science and art. What else is going on in Michigan that we can look forward to this week?
Well, sure. It's easily one of the most popular musicals of all time. After all, when it was on Off-Broadway, and I know that sounds weird, on Off-Broadway, but it was, it ran for 42 years straight. The Fantastics, which is a bit of a chamber musical theater piece, it is coming to the Ann Arbor Civic Theater, coming up today, that is to say Thursday, and running through Sunday. So this weekend only, essentially, that classic tale of two fathers trying to trick their children, getting them to fall in love. Whether it works or not, well, it's musical theater, you guess. But of course it does have that classic number that everybody loves, Try to Remember.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September.
Okay, it also looks like we've got some poetry going on.
Dueling poetry, it seems, as well. It's going to be on the other side of the weekend on Tuesday. Tuesday, there are two different things going on. One at the Lansing Art Gallery, starting at 6 o'clock, and it is being put on by the former Lansing Poet Laureate, Dennis Henriksen. He has this ekphrastic poetry workshop going on starting at 6 o'clock. But then I suppose you can turn around and use those abilities just down the street a bit. In Riotown at the Robin Theater, they are having their poetry room open mic, which sign-up started at 7 o'clock. So, yes, an hour after Dennis's begins. They got 22 slots available, hosted by Masaki Takahashi. And the theme of this Robin Theater Poetry Room open mic is dirty laundry, where they're encouraging you to air it all out. Speaking of airing it out, I suppose that's part of what the next item is. It is the continuing of the free glassblowing demonstrations at the Flint Institute of Arts over in Flint. They've got that still relatively new art school hot shop with, kind of this arena seating. They've got cameras to do some close-up on the art of glassblowing and kind of showing people how that all works out and, the finer details of glassblowing. I think it's really cool.
I also think that's really cool. You know, my secret quit my job and be an artisan dream is that I would want to be a glass artist. Okay, we've got time for one more thing in this week's Arts Crawl. So if you have to give me one more thing, what is it?
Sure. I would say that would be Sunday afternoon at CADL, C-A-D-L, the Capitolary District Library. In their downtown location, they have the auditorium that's kind of underneath. You go down the floor and you see the auditorium. It's the Sinelli Trio, featuring violin, flute, and guitar with music dating from the 1700s up to today. Music by Kreutzer, Diabelli, and even Jean-Michel Kokori having their performance. It's a free event, some refreshment afterwards as well. I'll at the Capitolary District Library this Sunday afternoon, the Sinelli Trio.
Thank you. If you'd like to see a list of everything we've talked about, that'll be available at WKAR.org.
And don't forget, there is the community calendar that we have on WKAR.org. Check out all the other things that have been sent to us that might be of interest to you as well.
Jamie, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
See you next week.